Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use broadcast for. January 25th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Hey, Kurt Crosby, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Well, buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You remember how I always tell you that the liberals fund their agendas and we never do as conservatives, Kurt?
Well, and I would say it's not always that way, but it seems like it to me.
Well, it's that way enough to make the point. Now, you're right. It's not never and always. Those are extreme words that are used to make a point, but they're hardly ever correct. The reality is, though, that the liberals fund their agenda way more than the conservatives. By far, they always have. And I got another example as proof in the pudding. I got an email from my buddy Matt Staver at Liberty Council, Kurt. And Matt Staver emails me and he said, Sam, a few weeks ago I told you about the ACLU and their plans for the, quote, Trump era. Their agenda just became far worse. See below for details. We are just hours into the new Trump administration. And the ACLU has already launched what may be the largest, most aggressive, anti-faith, anti-family legal assault in our nation's history. Let me say that again, Kurt. The ACLU has already launched what may be the largest, most aggressive, anti-faith, anti-family legal assault in American history. This is Matt Staber, Liberty Council, who I trust completely. Great guy, great organization. Christian as could be, doing a great job. The ACLU, ladies and gentlemen, announced a 7-point plan of action organized around a radical anti-life, anti-marriage, and anti-family agenda. And the ACLU has amassed a massive financial war chest for this plan. Kurt, they raised $47 million already just since the election. They claim with the ACLU's director, we need to go on the offense at the very beginning, and Matt Staver says they got the war chest to prove it. They're on a bender. They're already filing lawsuits against Donald Trump, and they've got a $47 million war chest raised in mere days, and they're literally going for broke on this one. So then Matt Staver, who, by the way, I think the world of. What a fighter. Okay, what a great guy. But anyway, he goes on
It's amazing. That, you know, he's been in the middle of, you know, like helping Judge Roy Moore. I mean, you just almost, at least almost any time you find some, you know, tough battle going on, you'll find him right there.
Yes, sir. So the ACLU says we're going for broke. We will sue and fight and litigate everything we can. The ACLU is backing up the words with a $47 million and growing by the day war chest. They've already filed their first lawsuit against the Trump administration, and they're adding 100 staff members in anticipation of the ACLU flood of lawsuits to be filed soon. This is far worse than anyone anticipated, says Matt Staver. Now, they say the war chest has doubled, then doubled again. Then Matt Staver says, Sam, I urgently need your help. Liberty Council is one of the leading voices for life, liberty, and family, and our attorneys go head-to-head with the ACLU in courtrooms all across our great land. We can do so with even a fraction of the funding of the ACLU, and believe it or not, time and again, we win, Kurt. They're not all negative. We win, they say. And they're right, they do. But right now, I am deeply concerned, says Matt Staver, that the ACLU and their new influence of $47 million in growing funding along with its commitment to, quote, litigate everything we possibly can, could literally overwhelm our ability, meaning Matt Staver at Liberty Counsel, to respond to emerging legal threats. That's why I'm asking for your help. Now, usually I mock those asking for helps, right? Because they ask for them every single day. And they spend the money on the most goofy things on the planet half the time. Even Ron Paul, unfortunately, did that. However, Matt Staver, I believe to be different, Kurt. He says, because we have the truth on our side, we can fight back with a fraction of the funds that the ACLU is amassing. To ensure that we're on firm footing, we got to raise $250,000 within the first 100 days of Donald's presidency so we can fight this fight. We need your help. Please help us. Now, the ACLU raised $47 million, Kurt, in a matter of how many days? Just a few days. I don't know the exact start point. All I know is their war chest has doubled again and again and again. And now they have $47 million in growing. And they have a commitment to sue over everything they can. Litigate. I mean, terrorist paper trail, even, if you will. And they've got $47 million. They're going to hire 100-plus people, and they're going for broke. And Matt Staver wants to raise $250,000. Now, Kurt, what percent comparison is that? One group's already got $47 million. The other group's hoping to raise $250,000. Talk about bringing a dull knife to a gunfight or something.
Well, it sounds like the Widow's Might Radio Network.
Yes, it does. And I commend them for the efforts that they do. My point is, though, Matt Staver should have this money in about 5 hours, Kurt, or 5 minutes, or whatever the number is. I'm just telling you right now, but he's going to struggle to raise that $250,000 probably. Mm-hmm. Now, if his wife would get naked in the town square, he'd raise it in about an hour. If it was liberal philanthropists that have the money yesterday, committed behind the scenes before they even rolled out the concern, right? So I'm not saying that conservatives can't raise any money. In a literal sense, that's just not true. But in a real sense, my point is really, really highlighted in this reality. So they got $47 million bucks. Matt Staver says, because we have the truth on our side, we can fight back with a fraction of the funds that the ACLU has got. I agree 1,000%. He's right. But it's going to be very hard, Kurt. Because it's really, 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 really hard for us to raise that kind of money. Now, I'll bet you that Matt Staver does get the money. But I bet he's going to struggle, and have to focus on that a ton when he should be focusing on dealing with these people. $47 million to $250,000 if...
It looks like that's 0.53%.
So not even 1%. It's like a half of 1%.
I think so. Yeah, I did the math there.
All right. And so you look at that and you go, wow.
The Widow's Mite.
$4.7 million to be 10%. $470,000 to be 1%. Yeah, it's a little over a half a percent. That's right. Okay, and they've already got their money. Matt's struggling and hoping we'll help him raise his. So we're struggling to raise one half of 1%. Now, I believe that Matt Staver can do wonders with that Widow's Mite, as you wisely pointed out, Kurt. I'm just telling you, if you want to highlight when I say the liberals put in the money, put their money where their mouth is, put their efforts, put their talent, and we don't, it's hard to argue that's not true. Now, I get that, you know, we do some. I mean, Matt Staver's around at least, right? So let's not say there's nothing being done, but I'm telling you, virtually speaking, we don't fund our agendas the same. You could have 250,000 Americans put in one buck and it'd have the money in about 5 minutes, Kurt.
That's right. It reminds me of the, I'm trying to remember the story in the Bible where it talked about the group of folks going against this massive army. And, you know, they had a small amount of people already. And then basically God told them, hey, you know, now you need to get rid of anybody who drinks water this particular way. You need to, you know, eliminate these guys. And in the end, what you really saw, at least in my opinion, was look who's really makes the win in the battle is God's hand.
There's no question about it. However, it's up to us to do what we can. And I wouldn't recommend people don't fund it.
No, No, I.
But from
I
what you're saying,
that.
That's kind of the inference that could be drawn if you're not careful.
Well, but that is God's hand when you participate and do what you can, even though 47 million compared to 250,000 is, you know, I mean, 250,000 compared to 47 million is a drop in the bucket. It may be enough.
Oh, it'll be enough if we pray hard and work hard, no question.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is it sure makes it hard on Matt Staver when he has to go on the trail begging for money and struggling to get it. And all I'm telling you is that when we want to talk about Americans getting involved, this highlights the point being made. Oftentimes, the liberals fund their causes. We don't.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so I don't mean to be negative with this fact. And I'm not saying we the people can't accomplish plenty on the widow's mite. And I know with God, we can do anything. There's no doubt about that. So I point out this ACLU thing because really it's something to be not fearful about, but to be concerned about. It's something to do our very best to help Matt Staver and others at Liberty Council, LC.org, with their funding to make sure that we can have the widow's mite making a difference. And Kurt's right. If we trust in God and if we're on God's side, we're in good shape. I agree. But the point is, we need to be on God's side. The point is, we need to fund these worthy causes. The point is, we need to get involved where we can. And the point is to understand that, you know what, the liberals fund their causes. We don't. For the most part, that's a true statement. And when we can't even hardly raise one half of 1% of what they've got in a matter of days, You know, they've raised it in like several days. We want 100 days to raise one half of 1% of the money. And I hope we can do it. I really do. All right. Now, that's the negative. But there's plenty of positive, Kurt, that I want to point out. And some folks just emailed me with some of the best news I have heard. Remember how I said that we really need to make pro-life the center of Donald's presidency, Kurt? We really need to do that. Well, now, what do they call this group here? What's this group called? They say it's a great time to be pro-life. This year's March for Life will be an especially sweet celebration. By the way, it's coming up right now, Kurt. Preborn babies are more protected than ever before. Tom McCluskey is with March for Life, Kurt. And he's talking about 40 years of hard work that's culminating now for our benefit to save the lives of countless women and babies in the Renaissance for the sanctity of human life. Then they got a video you can watch. Who will be Trump's Supreme Court nominee? Donald Trump met yesterday, or a couple of days ago, with Senate leaders to discuss his Supreme Court nominee. They say the announcement could come as early as next week, Kurt. And on the campaign trail, the president announced a list of possible Supreme Court picks. We're now hearing that he's pared that list down to a few. Anyway, you can look at who he's picked and who they're narrowing the list to. But understand that they're really focusing on this pro-life push. And the pro-life march is right now. I almost wish we went to the pro-life march as opposed to the inauguration. Oh, it's the Family Policy Alliance. It's a partner of Focus on the Family, Kurt. Anyway, I bring this up because these guys are focusing on what needs to be focused on, Kurt. And it's a great time to be pro-life. I couldn't agree with them more. So that's great news, Kurt. And we have real high hopes. Real high hopes that if we're pro-life and we really stand, God can help us perform a marvelous work, even with the lack of funds. Even though I want us to remember that we've got to fund things and we've got to do it, and there's a clarion call to get involved, I want people to know we're not giving up and we can do this even with very limited funds, even with very limited people, even with, just imagine, without our efforts, ours and many others, what a dark place the world would be. A little bit of light goes a lot further than a lot of darkness, Kurt. You can have a ton of darkness and a teeny light, and what stands out? The light. That's the side we're on. So I'm not saying that we should give up in any way, and I don't mean it to be a negative message. I mean it to be positive. But I'm telling you, they dwarf us in their willingness to grow their agenda. But it's a great time to be pro-life. Family Policy Alliance is a division of Focus on the Family, and they're moving forward with the pro-life agenda now in Washington, D.C., Kurt. Will the mainstream press give the pro-life marches the same agenda or coverage they gave the women's march, Kurt?
No, they won't, Sam.
They would if we own the media, my friend.
That's exactly right. They'll get that coverage right here. And, you know, the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, with our combined efforts, it's amazing what can be done. I mean, anyway, that's pretty much all
I can
say. Yeah,
I'm just saying it's good news. And I'm saying that we need to work on owning the media. We need to work on telling the story. We need to work on raising money. We need to work on supporting these causes. Had I known that the pro-life event was right after this, I probably would have tried to stay in D.C. for it. I really wish I was there, Kurt. I really do. All right, another piece of good news, Kurt. You know how we talk about different religious organizations? We talk about the Mormons or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints quite a bit because we are Mormon. And because we believe oftentimes they're doing great things with great leadership, and we want to highlight that. We also feel like sometimes we want to break down any misconceptions or misunderstanding about the Mormons and kind of lay it out who we really are and what we really stand for and that we're Christian and all those kinds of things. But we always say when there's a good news piece or something positive about another large religious group, we want to know about it and focus on it too, right? Well, Kurt, this is that time. Starts now.
Mm-hmm.
Pope Francis, Kurt, calls on the media to end focus on bad news. Josephine McKenna writes the piece, and it basically is from the Religion News Service. Pope Francis urged global news outlets to stem the spiral of fear caused by coverage of the world's tragedies and scandals. I am convinced we've got a vicious circle of anxiety. We need to stem this. We need to ease tragedies and ease human suffering. We need to make sure that the mystery of evil doesn't become entertainment. I ask everyone to offer the people of our times storylines that are good news. We can't let scandal rule the day.
Wow.
Kurt, I'm on board with the Pope, my friend.
Yeah, amen to that.
See, there are good people doing good things, folks. I don't mean this to be a negative focus. My goal is to point us to what we ought to be doing. And then do our very best to take the lead or jump in alongside everyone to do exactly what we're talking about. And I'm just saying good for the Pope, and I hope that the Pope gets coverage for this, Kurt. And I hope we, the people, could support this effort. I don't care if he's Catholic and I'm Mormon. I don't care. Yeah. He's right, Kurt.
This should get, it should get top billing. Let me ask you a simple question, Sam. Do you think it will?
If we own the media, it would. But no, it will not, sir, because we don't own the media. That's my point. Hardly raise $5 to feed the
media. And it's Pope Francis?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so when you put in Pope Francis in Google right now, you get a lot of results, but here's the ones that you get. Now, this USA Today is the ones that are pointing that story. They say Pope Francis calls on media to end focus on bad news.
Amen, Kurt. Absolutely. Now, here's what you get from... We've been saying that, Kurt, for 25 years, my brother.
Yeah. And that's really the main story that should be. But there's at least I don't see anybody else doing it. You know what I mean?
Liberty Roundtable Live, Liberty News Radio Network, getting it done, my friend. Celebrating pro-life, celebrating Donald's moves, celebrating the pro-life march, celebrating the Pope. We're doing the best we can, Kurt. Celebrating Matt Staver and with the widow's mite, what he's done a tremendous job. And oftentimes, LC.org, Liberty Council, and Matt Staver, oftentimes they win, Kurt, with the widow's mite, too. Let's be clear. So there's a lot to celebrate, folks. I'm not trying to go negative, but I am trying to point out something. It's hard to ignore the elephant in the room, is what I'm telling you.
Yep. So I see two places, you got your USA Today, and then you do have one other source for that same story that I can find. It's called the Catholic Herald Online. So,
would the USA Today even know about it? Would they even talk about it if it wasn't for this Catholic news group? And good for them, by the way. What if they weren't in the media, Kurt? We might not even know about it.
Right. And why wouldn't there be a story? I can't see it on Fox.
Supposed to get first crack at it, Kurt.
Yeah, I'll bet they're going to get
fake news everywhere. Liberty News Radio standing up. I'm telling you right now, good for the... Let's talk about these Catholics doing a great job. We commend the Pope. We commend this news service. And I think USA Today might have been forced to cover it, or they'll be left behind, huh?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Whether or not Donald Trump intends to keep his promise to deport millions of immigrants illegally residing in the United States, House Speaker Paul Ryan has said definitively that this policy objective would not have his support. According to CBS News, Ryan and other congressional Republicans who have huddled with the Trump transition team working on the issue of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals policy are seeking some solution that would allow immigrants brought illegally to this country as kids to remain in the country. Hundreds of thousands of these immigrants gained temporary protections and work permits from President Obama, CBS points out. While campaigning for president, Donald Trump promised to undo those protections, putting the immigrants at risk of deportation. Although he said last month he hoped to work something out for them. When asked about the matter by a woman identifying herself as a DACA recipient during a CNN town hall, Ryan replied that what we have to do is find a way to make sure that you can get right with the law, and we've got to do this in a good way so that the rug doesn't get pulled out from under you and your family get separated. Pressed by CNN anchor Jake Tapper about Trump's plan for a deportation force to remove an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants, Ryan responded, "I'm here to tell you in Congress, it's not happening." If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, I do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We absolutely want to celebrate the pro-life opportunities ahead of us right now with Trump in the White House and with the pro-life, hopefully, Congress. We'll find out. And a pro-life appointee to the Supreme Court coming up, we pray. And with the pro-life march going on Capitol Hill right now, or coming up, I hope that we can get appropriate fair coverage of it. And I know this, if we had the media, we certainly would. And I really want to give a kudos to Pope Francis. Calls on media and focus on bad news. And the Catholics have really stood for pro-life in many, many, many ways too, Kurt. And I commend them for it. What an
interesting it's a great point, Sam. I was looking, trying to find Fox and, to see if Fox had done any report on this. And I did find if I dug deeper, and I think it might be the way Google does it, I'm not sure. But anyway, there's a Fox News World piece that the headline reads, Pope on Fake News, Alternative Facts Tell Positive Truth, and it is an AP piece. They published it the 24th, so, I just don't see it promoted like
it ought
to be.
So let me understand, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And good for the Associated Press. I'm going to publish that headline and attribute it to the Associated Press. But here's my question. Pope Francis says he wants to end focus on bad news, and now they say Pope on fake news?
Yeah. I guess it was during the Catholic Church's...
Proof. Is he calling all their propaganda fake news then, Kurt? Is that right?
I don't know. He says, I guess this was during what they call the Catholic Church's annual communications day. I didn't even know they had one of those.
Good for them.
It says Pope Francis urged journalists to tell positive stories that bring hope and not to focus so much on bad news and scandal.
And fake
news. He stressed he wasn't asking the journalists to, quote, ignore the tragedy of human suffering, end quote, or naively turn a blind eye to evil, but he said a constant negative drumbeat can lead to apathy and resignation.
Boy, is he spot on, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, good for the Catholics, good for the Pope. I'm telling you right now, that's good news.
Yes.
And you know what? Good for the AP, because they've told the story. Now, I wish they were a little more direct. In other words, when they talk about fake news, they kind of mix it up into, well, who's telling the fake news? Is it the Pope or whatever? They don't clearly spell out like the other headline. Pope Francis calls on media and focus on bad news. We need to have more positive news. And I think Liberty Roundtable looks for positive news. Whenever we can find somebody's life saved or a pro-life story or something that promotes family or service or kindness or love or forgiveness or marriage or anything, you know, all the good things in life, we celebrate them every time we can, Kurt.
Yep.
Now, I wish there was
a
whole lot
more. There's a great example of that in a story that I just sent you. I don't know if you saw it, but...
Are you talking about this woman?
Yeah, it has to do with a flying bathtub.
This woman, and, thank heavens, was not at the protest, right?
Right, yeah. She, anyway.
It's I'm just saying. Whole,
I mean, I haven't seen a story like this that I can remember.
But it's fantastic news, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's phenomenal news.
It ought
although it's
be,
a little bit of a reality TV show, if you could watch that video. Holy moly.
Yeah, I mean, this... I mean, it's got almost everything that people in the big mainstream media would want, except for that she lived.
Yeah, see, if she died, then it'd be all over the news.
Yeah.
In fact, they'd raise Jason, money to buy her a fancy casket or something, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Okay. Jason Samenow. Sammy now? Sam? Well, anyway.
Whatever.
Is the author of this. And the headline reads, "A woman flew through a tornado in a bathtub and survived." It's a pretty good headline.
That's the most fantastic
headline.
Piece of news
really?
I've seen in a long time. That's almost as good as Trump becoming president.
Now, they say it's from what they call the, what's these guys called? The Capital Weather Gang. You know, I mean, I guess if you want to hang out with a gang, that would probably be a good one. You know, if these guys are looking for stories like this. But they say violent thunderstorms tore across the South just this last weekend, they killed 19 people. Now, that's the normal kind of stuff they really love to see.
And by the way, let's be very clear. We're horribly saddened by that. Our prayers are with their families, etc. However, we do want to focus on the good side for a change, Kurt.
That's right. And they say, but in an incredible stroke of good fortune, a bathtub probably saved the life of a woman sheltering from a twister that carved a 13-mile path in East Texas near the border with Louisiana. Now, Sam, what I find this so interesting about, we'll read the rest of this story, but, you know, these guys have no, I guess, apparent picture that this is a miracle and that, you know, God's hand was part of this.
Of course not. But they're like, oh, they're man, just, you bet against the odds and won.
Yeah, this is just some weird way that a, you know, a bathtub flies.
Now, let me tell you the other area these people will go. If the story gets too much attention, then they'll start to say, would like to know, how was the woman in the bathtub?
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
Right? In other words, was she just standing in it because she was afraid, or was she taking a bath? What was going on? See, and they'd love that part.
Well, they do give you some more detail. The National Weather Service forecast, they filed a storm report. This is Monday night. This is the National Weather Service filing this report.
Yes, sir.
They say it was simply jaw-dropping.
They say
an 800-yard-wide tornado. That's 8 football fields for you guys that want to figure that out. This thing was packing winds of 130 miles an hour, and it tore off the roof of a storage building and tossed a party barge 200 yards into a grove of trees. That's pretty powerful. You know what I mean?
No, yes, sir.
But they say, here's the unbelievable part.
Don't be calling Mother Nature a wimp. I'm just saying.
No. A woman inside took shelter in a bathtub, and so apparently she wasn't in the tub until, you know, she heard the thing coming. And the tornado lifted the tub out of the home and deposited it in the woods with the woman still in the tub, but the woman was not injured.
Kurt, we need to find out her name, get her on the radio, and talk about this. That would be incredible.
This one guy's name is Jason. He's a senior meteorologist. He conducted the storm survey. He said he spoke to the woman after the incident. He said this. He said she heard the tornado warning come out, and she took cover in the tub in her bathroom. The only thing she remembers is that the tornado came in from the southwest across her home. At that point, the whole back side of her house was sheared off. Her bathtub was ripped out of her bathroom, and she ended up still in her tub in some woods near her home.
Wow.
He said he didn't know exactly how far the woman, who he estimates to be in her 60s, was thrown. Except for some cuts and bruises, she was uninjured, but emotionally shaken, adding that her house was totaled. The story goes on. This stands out as one of the most incredible tornado survival stories I've read, and I would second that. In the absence of an underground storm shelter, meteorologists frequently tell people to shelter in a bathtub. I had never heard that, by the way. But then I've never really, you know, been living in a tornado alley. During a tornado, they say, because it's heavy and typically well-secured. Yeah, well-secured so it can fly. The bathroom has strong framing, they say, and the pipes in the walls could help hold them together. That's according to tornadoproject.com, in case you were wondering. The bathtub and commode are directly anchored to the ground. The commode apparently didn't go with the tub in this case. They are often the only things left intact after a tornado passes.
Yeah. Well, this all obviously shows, too, this woman had some knowledge, though. To get in the bathtub was really smart. I wouldn't even have thought of that, Kurt. Except I'm not tornado hardened. I don't live in a tornado alley or whatever. But
yeah,
all I'm telling you is, wow.
Uh-huh. Anyway, wow. I don't know what
now,
else
I could
to
bring
add,
this up.
But,
maybe she was inspired, you know. Kurt. Of what to do.
Oh, there you go. See, in this whole story, these guys didn't have a place for God in there. There was just no place for faith.
I'm just telling you, maybe the Lord has
no idea that maybe her sisters were praying for her, or her brother, or mom.
Or maybe the Lord has a need for her to be alive to do something, and so the Lord preserved her.
Yeah. Great point, Sam.
All right. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Pardon the French. There ain't no program like it anywhere now, is there? Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. We focus on the good news when we can find it. We focus on reality checks when necessary. So anyway, I'm glad that woman went through the tornado in the bathtub and survived. That's an incredible story. There's another story, Kurt, that's of great concern. Here's what it is. Naked restaurant opens in Canary Islands. You eat dessert off of nude models, Kurt. That's how it is. Now, I don't know how to respond to that.
I don't think that's very appetizing.
Well, there you go. But that's what they're doing. And I'm just saying, see, that the problem is this is just promoted everywhere. This is, they can get funding for their cause, you know.
Yeah.
Right? No problem.
All right. In the Canary Islands, I just want to ask you a question. Do they feed you a canary?
No, I mean, Kurt, they don't eat canary there.
On the menu? Okay, I was just curious. I mean, you know. I mean, if you got all those canaries around, you think maybe that's...
How do you know there's canaries around, Kurt?
Well, I mean, why would you call an island Canary Islands if there wasn't a bunch of canaries, you know?
I have no idea.
But anyway, Sam, I got a little update on the, you know, woman flying in the bathtub story. And I don't know for sure. Just before we leave the other one real quick, the guys at the end of it, you know, they quoted, they said, "It's amazing that this Texas tornado dislodged the bathtub with the woman in it, lofted it into the air, and then apparently gently laid it back on the ground with the woman unharmed." Now, here's the kind of story they'd love to really cover. That's right, the last, paragraph of their story. They forgot to put God in there anywhere, by the way. But they say, one other storm report from the weekend tornado outbreak caught my eye, and it did not end so well for the subject involved. Near Burkeville, Louisiana, a 25-yard-wide tornado with 105-mile-per-hour winds. I always wonder who's out there measuring those. But anyway, moved across a field, picking up a deer feed, I guess, and watering device, so something to feed and water the deer. As the device flew through the air, they say it decapitated a deer, killing it. So, now, normally, those kind of guys would love a story like that. They'd want to get the pictures and show you and everything like that. But anyway,
where's Peter?
Sam, now, Sam, on this, kind of, as far as I can tell, this is the same story, but they just missed the rest of the story in that previous story. These guys are the Fox25Boston.com boys, and they're Michelle Ewing is the author of this one. They have headline, 75-year-old woman, 75-year-old woman, comma, son, survive flying through tornado in bathtub, report says. And shows a picture of the tornado, or of a tornado. Says Dateline Smithland, Texas. So, you know, it matches up with that story about Texas. Well, it may be not, but I mean, imagine having two bathtub stories flying around, you know, at the same time?
No, but there's anyway, confusion. Either the son was in the bathtub or the mother, you know, the woman. I don't know.
Well, here's what it says. As deadly storms slammed southern states on Saturday, a twister reportedly tore into a home, tossing a 75-year-old woman and her son into the air as they huddled in a bathtub. Miraculously, the pair survived. According to KSLA, Ricky Williams and his mom, Charles Letta, said their perilous ride began that evening after they watched a weather report about a possible tornado in the area. I don't know what it was, but it started woo, 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 Charles Letta told the station. Williams said he and his mom hurried into the bathroom where they took refuge in the tub just before the tornado struck their home. The whole house started shaking. I heard like a poof. And I knew the roof came off. Then they were lifted into the air spinning, Williams said. Moments later, when they came down, it felt like someone placed us on the ground. Mary Taylor, Charles Letta's daughter, believes a higher power was at work. God was watching over her, Taylor said.
There you go.
Sam. Yeah.
Oh, that's very weird.
Yeah.
Right. All right, now.
There you go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember how we are concerned about certain picks that Donald's been making, Kurt?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think the concern's justified. Now, the headline says...
We're
going
to talk about Munchin?
Yeah.
Mnuchin?
Secretary. Yeah. Secretary. I'm sorry, Treasury Secretary, nominee Stephen Munchin, is not jumping on the audit of the Fed bandwagon.
Yeah.
So Bloomberg reporting today, Stephen was asked about it. They were hoping to get support, and he waffled, Kurt. Now, I wonder if Donald could straighten him out on that, or if that's going to be a DOA issue now. Mm. Any idea?
Well, yeah, I can just say this. There's ways around that, but it sure would be nice if Mnuchin was a... Well, a guy for real transparency and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Now, remember how we talked about nasty women earlier, Kurt?
Yeah, I remember.
All right. Well, I hope Treasury Secretary Stephen gets on it. But this is an example of a woman that we would not support, Kurt. And if a man supported this woman, we'd say this guy's a wimp and he needs to stand up. But here's what happened. A woman got arrested for pelting a cop with a used tampon. I don't even know how you discuss these stories except to say, see, we reject these things. Whenever there's something good, we support it. Whenever there's something evil or bad or wrong, we reject it.
Yeah. And the Pope says that, you know, they shouldn't even report, you know, they shouldn't talk about this. They ought to try to find stories about...
Well, you could write this story, Kurt, with the other side of the equation, though. You could say, you know what, cop responds politely or kindly
when
woman goes berserk or something like that. In other words, the restraint of the police officer or whatever. There's a way to focus on the story, and I don't know the details enough of the story, but all I'm telling you is this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. Now, I would say that's a nasty woman, Kurt.
Amen.
In many ways. I mean, I don't even know how many ways to say it. Okay, what are you doing, pelting a cop? Like, I mean, it's just, I don't think you should throw anything at the cops, Kurt.
Well, I mean, you might throw compliments at the cops.
Okay.
Like,
I'm for that.
You know,
I'm just saying.
We sure appreciate you being here. Good morning, officer. You know, you could salute and go by.
Whip out those polite conversations.
Yeah, you know, kind of hate stuff like that.
Toss those over the hedge. All I'm telling you is that it's just amazing what we see in the news today. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to take the new media taking center stage. It's going to take good, honest people in the media. It's going to take funding and supporting of our efforts and others. If you don't think we do a good job, fund somebody else. I'm not asking you just to support me like I'm the most important person. And frankly, if I felt like the story was being told, I'd just go back to my family and to my IT job. I'd be plenty fine and probably make more money and have a much more peaceful life, Kurt.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like the story isn't being told as I... believe that it should, if you will. Anyway, it's a hard row to hoe, folks.
Yeah, there's a little bit more detail in the bathtub story, Sam.
Oh, come on, Kurt. Kurt's got to get...
Yeah. Well, anyway, this one's right from KSLA. I think this is the first source.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know for sure, but they're quoting the people. This Ricky Williams guy, and, you know, he says, let's see. You know, he said he remembers the bathtub lifting straight up, then spinning round and round. I can't tell you how high we were. It just felt like someone placed us on the ground. With the wind still howling, Ricky Williams said he crawled to his mother some 20 feet away and laid across her body. So apparently, anyway, it says, recalling that moment with his mother, Ricky Williams reminded her what happened next. I asked if you are alive, and you said yes, but I can't breathe because you're suffocating me. Ricky Williams laughed, with Charles Letta Williams laughing alongside him. God was watching over her, Charles Letta Williams' daughter, Mary Taylor, said. As unbelievable as a story about two people in a bathtub flying in a tornado might sound, Taylor emphatically stated, it happened, it happened.
All right.
But her mother hopes it never happens again. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Trump expected to sign anti-immigration order. Now, see, this is the way the mainstream press and their negativity reports everything, Kurt. You want to know how I'd report that?
Yeah.
Donald Trump delivers on America first. Protects America from terrorists and criminals.
Yeah. Bad guys come across the border.
Well, isn't that what really is going on, Kurt?
Yes, it is.
Donald's wife is an immigrant, isn't she, Kurt?
Yes, she is.
So I don't think Donald's really anti-immigration. That's just a flat-out lie.
Yeah.
He's married to one, for crying out loud. All I'm telling you is he wants to stop the bad guys. Why can't we just realize that and work together for solutions on that?
Yep, good point, Sam.
And I just don't get it. The press
opposition
is concerned that
things,
Trump's a narcissist, Kurt.
I'm always trying to remember what that means exactly.
Oh, it just means that he's, you know, self-centric and hostile to others.
Yeah, and the press, they're not like that. I mean,
no, sir.
You know.
All right. Hey, back to the bathtub story.
Yeah, come on now.
All right.
I gave you the whole bathtub story. They were flying, and they're safe, and God was part of it.
And God bless America.
Said. Yeah, amen to that.
All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. Fund us today. LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyNewsDaily.com. LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure.